Is that all right? Oh,
yeah. Can we turn it on?
No, I was going to say, should we
did suffer from these now and again until 1945.
See that line there? Should be
the reason that any aeroplane is fitted with auxiliary fuel tanks is to extend its range.
There you go.
But the Typhoon only did it.
What about stopping it completely? Also just turning the TV off.
That wonderful thing we used about loitered.
Bingo.
Got it. Yeah. Not that we're not interested, perfect. But we could do a separate. We'll do a separate.
No. We should
do a separate.
Can't we get it done with.
Right. So where were we?
Well, I was going to say, do you want to pick up? Tell us what happened after the war came to an end. Then, thankfully,
after the war came to an end, I didn't have a job. A lot of blokes had professions to go to. I didn't have a job. I looked all around. I found a job doing work on a wood thing in the canal. I used to count the wood as the dockers came off. I used to have to count that quick, because if you took any time, they'd be moaning at you. They were on the bonus, so. But I had a row with the bloke that owned it. So I told him to give him a bloody card and let's get out. It's about 2 months. And then later on, wasn't easy to get jobs in those times. All sorts of people around. And then my wife said, there's a job being mentioned about in the town hall. In the health department, so I thought, well, I'd put in for it, I know nothing about it at all. And so I had to go in front of a committee, bloody great committees, for one small job, a clerk's job. And one of the councillors said, oh, Miss Thorpe, you said you were in the papers, you had ZFC and you were... blew up a lot of tanks and shipping, and I said, yes, I thought, oh, Christ. And that finished the interview, and one of the councillors said to me, oh, have you got any character reference? So another one said, he's an officer. Talk about bullshit. And so I came out, and then about, the other blokes were all dressed in black coats and tight trousers and all that stuff. And I had my issue sports jacket and trousers, because that's what they gave you when they came out. I was group 38, incidentally, but... I was surprised. I think everybody was surprised. The old committee clerk came out and said, Mr. Thorpe, would you go in? And I did. I had the job, And so I stayed there, and I became the finance officer for that section. And then when the doings came in, the... social services came in. I put in for the job there, which was better paid and quite a big thing, The home helps and all that were coming over. Now there were several hundred and all sorts of other things. So I put in for the job and I got that.
And this was down in Deptford, because this was before the formation of Lewisham as a borough, wasn't it? Is that right? So it was in Deptford.
No, it was in Lewisham.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, Lewisham. Oh, it was long before that, when the social services came into being. And, you could find that when I was at Deptford, I think when the Clean Air Act came in, I was because. I didn't fancy the bloke that they picked. They picked a couple of builders, and one of them I didn't know, I thought it was on the fiddle, because a house could have just so many fireplaces put in, you know, one in the living room and one upstairs, something like that. And this bloke was up to all sorts of fiddle going on. And he got caught out in the end.
So that was the social service. You were then part of the social security.
That was in the health department. Okay. That came in, and then social services came in just after that. But it was all up topsy turvy, the whole thing, you know, political and everything else, you know. And I had a nice job there in the social services. I was finance officer, which covered a hell of a lot of ground. Anything you knew that they were bringing in, they wanted just someone, an experienced person, to take over the playgroups association and all that. And I think at the time there must have been 40 or 50 playgroups around the borough.
Were you out of the office? Were you mobile? Were you going to see these?
That was this person I appointed.
Mm.
And the girl came from Germany. She'd been in an English girl. She was appointed there. Margaret Driver, she was there. And very good, no.
So this was, sorry, I'm just a bit confused. When was Goldsmiths and the psychology degree? Was that?
That was going on.
Is that afterwards, the psychology?
Well, no, during.
During. Okay, so you were studying, doing adult education courses.
Yeah.
Whilst you were working.
That was where I met my wife when I was at Goldsmiths.
Okay.
It was only evening classes, all evening classes.
And so,
but I was doing about four nights a week there. I was doing reading music, because I'd never done anything like that. And then I was doing choral stuff. But then when they had their annual doings for the different classes, you know, in the main hall, when the operatic group came on, I mean, they really lifted the whole thing up. It was very good. And I knew two of the girls that were singing in there. They were all both went to Addis. And I was invited to their party afterwards. And they started singing something like From Merry England, which I knew. And so I joined in, and old Hayden Hamry, he was a tutor. He also taught stammering and that sort of thing, because he was a great believer that stammerers should try and take up singing. And old Ham came round while this was on, and he said, you know, what are you singing? I said, I don't know. I said, I'm told I'm a baritone. He said, you're not a baritone, you're a bloody tenor. And that started it. So
and that was your first experience of sort of formal music education.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm. That was doing the do re mi fa so la ti do thing. That was quite interesting. I used to like, but then seeing that, I then joined the operatic class, and. An old hen, he's a South African, but he's a professional operatic singer himself.
And at this point, you're living on Adelaide Avenue, is that right?
Oh, God.
With your wife, or back in Brockley?
That's right. I was living in Adelaide Avenue, and it was 67. And we had the top flat there. It was nice, though. Nice lounge and a couple of bedrooms. Mm. And but it was when we had the second child. I got a son and daughter. My daughter about 2 years younger than Colin.
Mm.
and